From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. For homeowners, the floating, spinning, or tumbling tree seeds that collect on lawns, patios, gutters, and driveways require raking or sweeping. Those pesky shade trees. Yet consider the tremendous wildlife food source and genetic wealth that seed crops represent, particularly cyclical acorn crops in New Hampshire. Like a squirrel, I began searching for acorns in late summer. The results were inconclusive. Not a bumper acorn crop this year, but a heavy beechnut crop had been reported locally. Lately, there seems to be more regional variability than any reliable statewide trends. The most prolific annual seed producers are the sun-loving pioneer species, gray birch, white birch, and poplar. These fast-growing and relatively short-lived species produce 1 to 4 million tiny wind-borne seeds in every pound. By comparison, white pines produce 26,000 seeds per pound and sugar maples produce only 7,000 larger winged seeds per pound. A much greater overall investment per seed is made by nut producers, beech and oak. Beech trees pack an average of 1,600 beech nuts per pound. Red oak, only 125 acorns per pound. Contrast their seed strategy to the millions of windborne seeds of aspen and birch, scattered like plankton to the wind. Seeds are the genetic vault of tree traits for an as-yet unborn forest. Seeds of sun-loving pin cherry and black raspberry remain viable in the soil for a century. Or sometimes, they merely feed hungry birds and squirrels. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.